Welcome to your five for today. Time. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who has just failed their final exams. To realize the value of 1 month, ask the parent of a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 day, ask a daily wage labourer who has a large family to feed. To realise the value of 1 hour, ask 2 lovers who are waiting to meet. To realise the value of 1 minute, ask someone who has just missed their last train home. To realise the value of 1 second, ask a person who has had a near miss in a serious accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the runner-up at an Olympic event. Time is precious. We speak of killing time, but it cannot be recovered. We speak of wasted time, but it cannot be stored to be used later. We can neither speed up nor slow down the passage of time. Time is a gift from God for us to use. But how do we use it? We all get the same allocation every day. 24 hours. 1,440 minutes. 86,400 seconds. No one gets any more. No one gets any less. We can use it to play games, make money, eat, drink, socialize, or a host of other things. But how can we use our time to give satisfaction and meaning? In the Bible, we read of a king by the name of Solomon, who was fabulously wealthy and decided to use his time to find satisfaction. But his conclusion was, it's like chasing the wind. What does God say about our time? In the book of James, we read, what is your life? It is even a vapour that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. How then can we find what eluded Solomon? How can we use what time we have to find true fulfilment? The Apostle Paul tells us the answer in his letter to the Philippians. He wrote, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Paul found in Jesus something that surpassed everything else, and for him, his time on earth was just an investment in something that would last for all eternity. Thank you for listening.